Sunday standalone, we haven't had one of them for quite some time, means a very short preparation, which means coaches will be under the pump. But Brad Fittler won't be feeling the pressure because we're pretty sure he's fresh from a morning yoga class. Hello, Freddie.
Good morning.
Relaxed?
Namaste.
Yeah, namaste.
How many turned up this morning, Frederick?
What's that, mate?
How many turned up this morning?
About a dozen. About
beautiful.
Okay.
More staff than players.
Maloney there?
No, I'm just kidding, aren't you?
Well, mate,
it's all quiet, then he walks in and goes, what are you doing?
Mate, Maloney's claiming now he was the one that started the walking around in bare feet.
Yeah, he's earthing. He's hilarious.
He's a funny man.
He keeps it real.
Hey, mate, we've been chatting about the selection of Matt Prior. Congratulations to him, mate. Can you just give us your thought process there, going with Prior, Ryan James, just unlucky?
Yeah, two different style of players. If you see what Ryan's doing for his club at the moment. He's playing sort of 80 minutes and getting out, a lot of hit-ups. He's scoring tries. He's playing unbelievable, actually. Ever since his name sort of got tossed up, he's gone to another level. So it was very hard to leave him out. But just think, I suppose Matt, a bit like Regan, that brings a look, got good speed of line. More of a powerful, I suppose, more power than Ryan. So that was me thinking. It was pretty close, really.
The fact that Matty Prior's played in a couple of grand finals, Freddie, did that come into play at all?
Absolutely, mate.
Yep.
Big games. His team playing sort of big games a lot too. They've been one of the sort of premier teams over the last couple of years. So they're playing some good battles, whether it's in Melbourne's or, they're playing in big games. So they'll definitely come into it.
Freddie, Latrell Mitchell, how is he? It's been a remarkable and, thank God, a successful sort of comeback from that terrible neck injury.
He's good. He's good, I think. When you look at the incident, you can imagine someone being a bit scared and the shock, really, of just, the way the players, they back into the defence a lot. You see this happen quite a lot, but, that would have been awful to be in that position then. To see his was so, there was so much flex in his neck. I think this was more scared than anything.
That's good. How much improvement left in this team, Freddie? I mean, you had 10 days to work with them in Origin 1, and it was a new group of players. Have they bounced back into camp excited and sort of picked up where they left off?
Yeah, it's tricky, obviously, you've been in this position. Not just last year either. It's a tricky one to learn as much out of winning as you do normally losing. So, we've just got to get our mind around that. And I think we didn't really use the ball much. We were under pressure a lot. And I think what happened, the speed of the game, they're just sort of a bit overwhelmed, They end up just putting the ball under their arm and just belting it up. And it's a pretty tough way to play, and actually not the smartest way. And they actually realise now that you've got to play footy, and that's the difference. You've got to play footy under that extreme fatigue, and so that's what we've got to do. I don't think we'll get away with hitting the ball one out. We make just about no errors, really. So, it'd be amazing to think we could do that again.
Yeah, no, and that was the lesson that I'm sure a lot of those guys got out of game two last year that are still there, and they'll be invaluable for you.
Keep playing football.
Yeah, they started to close the ball up.
Loz, what did you think of the game, the Melbourne game?
I thought it was good. The thing that impressed me more than anything, Freddie, was when you got behind. You got behind and you were able to get back into the contest and you came again. New South Wales in the past, they probably haven't been able to make a couple of runs during a game. When they have their dominant period, they've had to make the most of it. They haven't had two and three times where they've been able to be dominant, where Queensland have. But the New South Wales side, you were dominant early, then went behind, and then you came again. And I thought that shows good mental attitude of the players and their ability to stay at task at hand, stay on the task, and that's what I thought they did well.
Yeah, that was pleasing. Sitting in the box watching that was unbelievably pleasing. So you're right, that was a big thing I got out of the game too.
Does it get harder with Billy Slater there?
Yeah, he'll get them all, a lot more organised. They got to our edges a few times and looked pretty dangerous. And he'll come around. You know, he's got those set plays that he does so well, and they're also in tune with Billy. You know, he obviously trains as he plays, and then he gets all the players doing that as well, that he's either bringing onto the ball. And you know, they mostly didn't test around their middle, and he does that as well. So he definitely makes them a better team.
What role do you see Kalyn Ponga having, Freddie? Like, where do you see him coming on to the field, or when do you see him coming on, and sort of what position do you think he might come on as?
I'm not sure when. Yeah. I'd say out of game one, there was no injuries in the game for both teams, which is quite rare. So no one really had to sort of test their, putting players out of position and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, mostly they've been renowned for sort of bringing, whether it's Milford or Hunt or Dally Cherry Evans or Cooper Cronk even, you know, they bring them on and sit them out of lock or just somewhere in the middle and just test around the middle.
Yeah.
That scared me when Milford came on. I was quite surprised actually they went without Milford. But when he was on there, I was mostly more nervous than anyone. So, I think they'll just throw him in the middle unless there's an injury. I couldn't imagine him changing someone on the outside. For one interchange, it's a big interchange.
Yeah, but he's more dangerous around the ball than he is on a wing.
What's that?
He's probably more dangerous around the ball than he is on the wing.
Yeah, well, he's got that play that everyone knows about, and he just can't do anything about it. It's just so good, you know. And I think it'll take actually another 12 months before everyone starts working there, and actually he'll learn another trick then. But the thing about him that's pretty impressive, he saves as many tries as he scores or sets up. So he's obviously a real tough kid and with plenty of passion and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of reminders going on, and that's one thing that New South Wales will have to be aware of. Whenever he gets on the field, the intensity needs to rise, because if they drop off when he gets on there, he'll expose them. He's a talented kid, and nothing looks as though it'll faze him. Where do you see the improvement coming in New South Wales, though, Freddie?
I just think using the ball under pressure when they're fatigued. We have a lot of players here who are sort of still a bit of ball playing, and you know, their selective running and passing is very good for their club. Like, you know, whether it's Jake or Jack DeBellin or even Vaughan and Clemmer, I see them all passing for their club, but we sort of seized up, I thought, a bit. You know, it's about picking the time, obviously, when to run, when to pass and all that sort of stuff. If we get that right, then I think we put a lot of pressure on them.
I totally agree there, mate. Well, we wish you all the best, Freddie. Sunday will come around pretty quickly, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. And again, we wish New South Wales all the best.
Appreciate it, mate.